You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
of your life. Running like a red disease. Ghetto people.
Stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yo. You got to learn to love yourself.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we review the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement: Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, Conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi. Hotep family, hope everything is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good weekend. Hope you get a chance to do all the things that you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping, too, that the weather, man, will be... Because it's going to be cold this weekend, damn near everywhere. Well, at least east of the Mississippi. It's going to be cold. You know, a couple of them football games. If you like to watch football games in seriously inclement weather, I think you would get a chance to see a couple this weekend. I don't like it. I think it's, but it is what it is. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, any other time around the world that you can listen. And all you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcasts. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Other ways that you can listen or get the programs is through a search engine, whatever it might be, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Time for an Awakening. And then just put in the search, babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net, babaoshi.net. And then again, there'll be programs that are dated and titled. And brothers and sisters, all you got to do is go to timeforanawakening.com. timeforanawakening.com. And then on the right side of the page, you see the link. Click on that, and then there you'll have the program, just as it is being played right at this moment, right while I'm talking. No commercial interruptions with TuneIn. That was an issue that became a problem. So you don't have to use TuneIn no more. Okay? There you go. Other programming we have here from Time for an Awakening. Once again, this program is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. On Thursdays, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move with Brother Patrick Lumumba and the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club, Mississippi on the Move. Today, Friday, this evening at 8 p.m., Brother Elliot and Brother Richard, Time for an Awakening, 8 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. And then on Sunday, once again, 7 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832, 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African owned businesses. WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bomani Tayemba has been helping our people get to the motherland for many years. His next trip upcoming is March 29th to April 9th, Liberia and Morocco. Then
July 11th to the 23rd. July 11th to the 23rd, Ghana. November 21st to December 2nd, Kemet. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azania. April 1st to April 11th, Senegal and Gambia, 2025. April 1st, April 11th, 2025. May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. And then November 21st to December 1st, 2025, Brazil. Brazil. I'm quite sure part of that tour will be going to Salvador, Bahia. Salvador, our people who embrace African culture, some of them still live like they lived in the west coast of Africa. I'm not saying they are Nigerian, but they practice Ifa. And a few other African religions, contemplate and so forth. So, yeah. Africa for the Africans. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to youtube.com/Bomani2007. Africa for the Africans.org. Habeshah. Habeshahincorporated.org. Brothers and sisters, these brothers and sisters are doing the work. They have a program coming up February 3rd. Is celebrating 22 years of reparative agriculture at the Art Exchange. That's right. I definitely plan to be there. So, Habeshah Incorporated, helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. And the great programs that they have, Habeshah Works, Black to Our Roots, Golden Growers, Sustainable Seeds, Urban Green Jobs, and so many others. Habeshah. Ledge, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Ledge, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. They have 12 projects, 6 different countries, and over 172 employees and over 260 members. Ledge, they deal in four areas.
This call may be recorded or transcribed.
They deal in the four areas of human necessity: food, water, clothing, and shelter. Because without that, you won't be existing. So become a member of the Ledge Group, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. Abibi Atumi, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I, AbibiAtumi.com. AbibiAtumi.com. And the programs that they have, go to AbibiAtumi.com and check it out for yourself, family. That's right. Smy Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY, Smy Pharmacy. You know, I have two promotions. Smy Pharmacy with Brother Jabril here in Atlanta, and the Minister of Wellness, Brother Nathaniel Jordan in St. Louis. Brother Jabril's number, give him a call at 770-765-7751, 760-765-7751. And, of course, the Minister of Wellness, I'll be promoting what he does. He is be doing some great things in Africa. And because of that fact, I think he deserves he deserves to be supported as well. And so, family, all of these announcements that I give, I'm asking you to look at them, check them out for yourself, and if you feel that you can help them financially, please do so. Because the ones that I promote here on this program, they don't get government funding, you know. Probably Brother Moses West might get some government funding since he worked for the government. But even at that, the funding needs to be done by, especially in the areas of this country and around the world that Brother Moses is trying to provide water for. But the Minister of Wellness, we'll be talking about him, and I appreciate him coming on the program this past Wednesday. We'll have him on again real soon. Probably have him on after he comes back from East Africa. He's, I believe he's going to Kenya again. I'm not sure. He may go to some other countries. But, yeah. Yeah, man. Brother, the Minister of Wellness, right here on African Perspectives, the programs and the things that he's got going on a lot. So check it out. Check out his website, theministerofwellness.com. Theministerofwellness.com. And Moses West, the Moses West Foundation. Brothers and sisters, this is great work. They make a difference. Your contribution makes a difference. Your funding is used for atmospheric water generation. These generators, man, that he makes, they can become small or they could be huge. What it does is sucks the moisture out of the air and cleanses the HO2 molecule. That's why when they had that train derailment in Ohio, he said yes. And I asked that question specifically to him. Can you use that machine in that kind of environment? He said yes. It kicks to the curb all those toxics, all those toxins, and it deals in with the H2O molecule that goes through a filterization process, and then out comes clean drinking water, usable water. Water where you can grow food, yes. You can grow food from water, aquaponics. Yeah, so if your soil's eroded because of whatever happened or contaminated, you can still utilize it. Your funding is used for atmospheric water generators, deployment and installation, research and development, operational cost, education and awareness, emergency response, and sustainability projects. So please donate. That's what it's about. Moses West, accomplished innovator of the atmospheric water generators, the AWG contracting, has operated AWG systems on behalf Moses West Foundation in Puerto Rico, Jackson, Mississippi, Flint, Michigan, and so many other places to provide clean drinking water to over 5,000 plus residents. The atmospheric water generating contracting directed the approval process of the advancement and implementation of industrial atmospheric water generation technology to provide a source of safe, clean drinking water for military forces, disaster emergency responses, humanitarian, and sustainability projects. All manufacturing is done in the U.S. This is a veteran-owned company. Moses West Foundation and the AWG Contracting are powerhouses for clean, sustainable water systems to provide clean drinking water for all. Ashe. Ashe. So, okay, well, I got some more announcements, don't I? You know I do. Okay. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar, located here in the West End, tomorrow and Sunday. They'll be selling vegan food at Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar. They have dry goods, all kinds of good stuff. Beautiful place right there on Ralph Dibbert Avenue, across the street from Soul Vegetarian Restaurant and up the street from the Shrine of the Black Madonna. Wadada's Healthy Marketing Juice Bar. The Medu Nature Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall, Mama Nia, please check her out. She has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, t-shirts, figurines, and so much more. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Brother Gazimde, I just called him. I called him because, you know, he's part of the Steppers. And so they're finally having a stepper set here in the Atlanta area. Yeah. The Marriott Marquis downtown here in Atlanta, big ballroom. Marriott Marquis, the stepper set is once again live right here in Atlanta. But he owns the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar in Lithonia. That's east of here, east of Atlanta. Jump on I-20, head east, take exit 74, and then make a left. That'll be Main Street heading into Lithonia. about a mile up the road. On the left will be the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. That's right. The Black Dot. There's light in the Black Dot. Give them a call at 770-305-6373. That's 770-305-6373. There's light in the Black Dot. Jump back in your car, head back the other direction. So you were going north, now you're going south. And so once you get back to I-20, make a left and go east again. The next exit, exit 75, is Turner Hill Road. Take the exit 75, Turner Hill Road, make a right. Three lights, make another right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. The new Black Wall Street Market. Enjoyed Kwanzaa there this year. Enjoyed participating. And look forward to what's happening here at the new Black Wall Street Market. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for Our People, their Thursday night broadcast last night from 9 to 10, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/Us Lifting Us, ULU, Us Lifting Us. If you want to listen or have questions, comments, or concerns on Thursday night from 9 to 10, dial 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. Also, too, on Fridays, I announced my good brother Yusuf Muhammad's program on Blog Talk Radio as well, which is Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. And brothers and sisters, when there's inclement weather, that's a good program to listen to. They give out great information. Brother Yusuf Muhammad, Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The number to call is 563-999-3089. That's 563-999-3089. Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop located in Macon, Georgia. Brothers and sisters, Brother Abijah, open from Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Give him a call at 478-256-1166. 478-256-1166. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop, Macon, Georgia. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall, booth 225. Brothers and sisters, please give my good sister, Shelly Amonset, a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop. Sanjay Dash Aiti there. Sister Gabrielle Aurelia, Sister Gabby is doing outstanding work in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. When you look at the map of the island of Haiti, and you see on the left is Haiti, and you see on the right is the Dominican Republic, and sometimes you will see this the imaginary line that divides it. You look at the northeastern portion of that, Pinos Hills, that's where she's doing great work. Brothers and sisters, go to Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E, dash, Haiti, AYITI.org. Sanjay-Haiti.org. Yes, family. Baba Barudi, Mama Ya. They got a program coming up. I know. Also, too, I'm going to get more information from Baba Barudi about the training program they're going to have. Akaban Institute, they're going to be three 4-week online courses, ASAFO, February 7th through the 28th, once a week, on Saturdays. Message to the Warriors, May 1st to May 22nd, and Iowa for August the 7th through the 28th, on Saturdays. Of course, if you want to contact Baba Barudi, if you want to support what he's doing through PayPal, yabarudi.com, Cash App, $YAM, the letter M, Barudi, B-A-R-U-T-I. If you want to buy some of the books, check those out. Go to akabinhouse.com, AkabinHouse.com. That's right. Check them out. The Inya Sesem of Daily Revolutionary Thought. The Inya Sesem of the Revolutionary Thought. Let me get my glasses here. My readers. Aha. January 11th. We can't control what pops up in our mind, but we can control how much we entertain and how much energy we feed those thoughts. Ashe, Ashwa Zulu Styles. Warriors need positive distractions. On a daily basis, they need to find things which can totally take them away from the front line. And they need to be able to do them without feeling guilty about not spending every second, every solitary minute of their time engaged in the intense study or actions which is singularly and wholly immersed in frontline interests. Given the depth of what they do for us and the sacrificial time and energy that this work takes, it is unfair for us to begrudge warriors for taking on seemingly useless distractions like washing their cars and detailing them and playing chess and taking naps, going shopping, riding bikes, walking through the park, watching a comedy show or a football game, going through their internet timeline and other non-serious, otherwise seemingly divergent activities through which they momentarily find some aspect of inner peace and which allow them to momentarily get away from the obligations and duties they readily assume and fulfill because their spirit demands it. Whether they know it or not, like it or not, warriors need rest too. They need rest and play. Yes. They need relaxing and fulfilling, recovering rest and play. They need rest and play that assist in keeping them on the mental, physical, and emotional and spiritual cutting edge of our front line. We need warriors, but they also need rest. Affirm, I control what I do with my thoughts. Affirm, I control what I do with my thoughts. June 12th. January 12th. January 12th. It is impossible for African-centered community to begin practicing Maadian ethics. It is impossible for the African-centered, the Afrocentric community to begin practicing Maadian ethics when there are so many movement individuals involved in corruption. Much of their behavior is no different than that of the average unprincipled street person. This behavior by many movement individuals must be challenged because each of us and the movement itself is affected by this activity. The individual person and his or her actions are not separated and cut off from the collective. The collective and the individual exist in a reciprocal duality where one always eventually affects the other. Professor Manu Apem. There can be a major difference between proclaiming that everything in the universe is connected and acting accordingly. We are so used to believing that saying it is the same as being it, whether we are being it or not, that we forget that others, especially those looking for any excuse to exploit a contradiction among us who are supposed to be setting the standard in order to rationalize their own mental-cidal ways, are neither blind nor stupid. The aforementioned that one lie destroys all previous truths is not without weight. I repeat, the aphorism that one lie destroys all previous truth is not without weight. For example, we cannot talk about honoring our compliments and building family at the same time that we are on the prowl to satisfy those individualistic, heathenistic, pleasure-driven, anti-family appetites that we refuse to relinquish. These two mentalities are incompatible. Certainly, no one is perfect. However, there should be evidence of work toward improvement among those who aspire to be African. It's, you know, I take that serious. I do. Because that's what we must be. Affirm, I practice Maadian ethics. Affirm, I practice Maadian ethics. Maad. January 13th. Just what is our purpose on this planet if all we are to do is to become an extension, a clone, a reflection, a helper of another man? My good friend and brother and ancestor, Taki S. Ratan. Taki, good man, good brother. Did a lot of work with him in Milwaukee. Good man. He's from Chicago. A lot of good brothers from Chicago came up to Milwaukee. Ron Pounds, Tony Courtney. A lot of good brothers from Chicago came to Milwaukee and did good work and still doing good work. African warriors in Yorugu's reality should expect their menticidal own to try them, to try to disrespect them, clown them, and make fun of them, to bring meanness into their space for no reason other than the fact that they absolutely love our ancestors and have no love for Yorugu whatsoever. That's right. It is only natural for the wretched of Yorugu's reality to use their genius imitatingly in an effort to be recognized and prized as bullies in service to Yorugu. We should know the degree to which righteous, indefeatable warriors have always frightened Yorugu. We should even be more aware of the exaggerated, self-hating forms this reactive fear takes against those who love African people by blindly ambitious among us, who are desperately seeking an impossible validation by our most dedicated enemies. Because it flows downward from oppressors, destroyers, to those who identify with them, this behavior is called trickle-down disrespect. It is a ploy of the powerless to reflect Yorugu's hatred against all of them until only those among us who Yorugu holds the greatest hatred for. Nonetheless, although warriors should never tolerate disrespect in any form from anyone, they should neither be surprised nor daunted by the words or actions of their menticidal own against them. They know not what they do because they are out of their African minds. Affirm. I have removed my mental, physical, and spiritual, emotional shackles. I have no expectations of respect for those who mean me no good. Affirm. I have removed my mental, physical, and spiritual, and emotional shackles. I have no expectations of respect for those who mean me no good. Brothers and sisters, the Inya Sasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. Ashe. Ashe. Yeah. Okay. I know I told you that if you haven't, I'm not sure how you can get Brother Ayo's Kamathi's book, The Jews Are the Problem, but we're going to be dealing with that at the beginning of next month. So I'm going to delve into this. It's going to be a good read. And so we can talk about this intelligently and realistically, because the Jews are the problem. But I got a piece here that I want to play and discuss right quick. I'm going to talk about today, and at least in the next second half of the program, captivities. Enslavement, because there still is a lot of slavery going on, family. And this was sent to me by my friend's daughter. Yeah, the piece on captivity was sent. Yeah. 5 modern day slavery locations you didn't know about, and then you will know about, because slavery still exist. Slavery still exists. But I'm going to talk about that in the second half of the program. But then in the first half, we're going to talk about this Caucasian. I've seen him many times on Facebook, YouTube, and I can't remember his name. I'm trying to find it, but I don't have it. But this one, he talks about Trump. He talks about the insanity. And I know I've tried to talk about the insanity of what's happening, because it is. It is this. What is going on is completely whack. You know, it really is. It defies decency to lie into this man and all these people believing this man. And then now I see a piece talking about American Africans are going to vote for him. Some say about 15% of us. If 15% of us do vote for him, that definitely puts him in a good position to win, or not vote for Biden at all. And you know, I hate Biden. I hate this whole situation. But man, but let me play this for you, family. Like I said, I'm going to get this Caucasian's name information, because I've heard him a number of times. In fact, I played him on the program before. So this deals with all this insanity that is going on at this very time. And I was listening to a Caucasian who's a constitutional professor. And instead of saying, this is the bottom line, he was wavering, you know, with the possibilities, what the Supreme Court, which is now made up by three appointees of Trump, staunch conservative, only if there is no, they're all the way conservative, because there, you know, there's nine justices and six are conservative. And Roberts, who is the chief justice, and I don't know how that happened, where he just came in and was appointed by Bush and then appointed chief justice. I don't know how that works. But anyway, he may at some times appear to be moderate, but he's a conservative. And so anyway, let's go ahead and do this. Yeah.
Million votes, and you're confused because you didn't see us flock to his rallies and cheer his smackdowns like we were at a pro wrestling event during a global pandemic. We don't wear matching hats or have no more malarkey flags waving from the backs of our trucks. Do you know why? Because Biden is not our tribal warlord. We believe the job of a U.S. president is to represent more than one interest group. That's why 81 million of us turned out to stop a narcissistic personality cult that embodies all seven of the deadly sins, most of all pride, which you've taken to levels of blasphemy, claiming your political leaders are handpicked by Jesus Christ. This country is called the United States, and we have multiple converging crises that need adult supervision. But we are being distracted, trying to get control over a critical mass of you who no longer believe in reality, who've been hypnotized to fear a Joe Biden presidency whenever you hear the trigger words, radical socialist. Never mind that Biden is backed by America's billionaires whose existence depend on corporate capitalism, so your cognitive dissonance is staggering, but understandable, because the most sophisticated mass media tools ever created have eviscerated your powers of discernment. And there's a gold rush on slinging alternative facts, making millions for opportunists who've taken you for quite a ride. But you need to wake up now and start the deprogramming. The election was not stolen. All that proof you kept sharing about suitcases and duffel bags of discarded ballots, it's all been debunked. All the affidavits claiming widespread fraud have been thrown out. Over 60 lawsuits contesting the election in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Republican states. Many of the cases overseen by Republican and Trump-appointed judges. 61 cases tossed out. Trump's hack attorneys are being sued or are under threat of disbarment. That's consistent with the countless criminal prosecutions of many former Trump associates. But the PR stunt worked on the tens of millions of Americans primed for mass hysteria. You succumbed to Salem witch trial levels of mental lapse, believing our elections were stolen based on spectral evidence. Dreams about Krakens, which are make-believe. It's time to wake up now. Black Lives Matter is not a terrorist organization any more than Martin Luther King Jr. was a terrorist, or Gandhi, or Nelson Mandela. Peaceful protests and strikes and boycotts, that's how a society creates change without violence. Everybody reasonable knows that violence and looting and murder are wrong and counterproductive to a peaceful society. That's why everybody reasonable condemns militarized cops executing citizens over cigarettes, cell phones, driving, jogging, walking, sleeping, resisting execution. That's what Black Lives Matter has been protesting. This isn't a partisan issue. It's the largest civil rights movement in the history of the nation. You need to wake up now. If you join Black Lives Matter, then all lives will matter. If it helps you understand it better, shut your eyes, say to yourself, my life matters, and Black Lives Matter. If we unite, there's hope. We can end the savage practice of imprisoning millions of people for the crime of being black or brown or poor. Atoning for and correcting the mistakes of our ancestors does not mean the next logical step is white genocide. Unless you think the legitimate purpose of the criminal justice system is to protect white supremacy like it has up until this moment, if that's your underlying premise, you're a racist. That's why you wave a Confederate flag. You just doxed yourself and you need conversion therapy. Time to wake up. There's no national Antifa network pretending to be fascist Trump supporters who want civil war. Antifa are anti-fascists who only exist right now because there are fascist Trump supporters threatening civil war. Inspired by the official Republican platform, which doesn't have anything in it other than clinical paranoia. Re-educating you to believe there's a conspiracy to seize your guns and gender identity at the same time, so you're so disoriented you can't defend yourself against a mass immigrant invasion threatening your livelihood. Come on. The real danger came from putting a recklessly uneducated man with a personality disorder in the White House, who spent his one catastrophic term branding America's democratic cities enemies of the country, while taking credit for economic growth rates he inherited from a Democrat. He and his Republican Senate, under the smokescreen of your disassociation from reality and the brand name Drain the Swamp, filled the cabinet with profiteers like themselves. Billionaires made $1 trillion while they gutted our State Department, our FBI, our CIA, our DHS, our post office. Whatever Trump touched, he wrecked. They attacked our U.S. education system. They tore down the minimal regulations that we have protecting America's water and air. They turned our already abysmal borders into a human rights crisis. They smeared America's top scientists and doctors, our healthcare system. They attacked our entire U.S. media. Their willful incompetence has been so destructive. The USA is the epicenter of the worst pandemic in 100 years. Hundreds of thousands of us are dead. Millions are hungry and struggling to survive. And their final act was a massive campaign to try to set. Sabotage the bedrock upon which we stand, American democracy itself. This is on you, the Republican Party. The majority of white America elected a man whose business model is lying, who demands total obedience while swindling and eventually turning on all of his employees and followers after years of abuse. You elected a perfect cult leader. Our enemies are ecstatic. Our allies are horrified. Because of the suicidal Republican ideology of opposing any limits on gluttony and greed. What was once a beacon of hope all over the world, American democracy, is no longer a given. Your right-wing leaders and shouting heads, they're not going to stop clawing their way down a bottomless pit of excuses to continue profiting off of selling you a virtual alternate reality made up of false accusations and revenge fantasies. giving you a persecution complex they won't stop feeding no matter how many of you are driven right off the deep end. Any citizen of the United States continuing to fall for it. Some of you thinking of taking up arms against the strongest military power on earth. Others making excuses for these terrorists. Because you share the same beliefs, you're delusional. You don't have a political party anymore. Come back to reality. January 6th, 2021, that was your come to Jesus moment. Armed insurgents threatened to hang the vice president, kill the Speaker of the House. They dragged a cop down a flight of stairs and brutally beat another with an American flag. They killed police. A suicidal QAnon follower gave her life trying to break into the House chamber. For what? The most significant terror attack on our country since 9/11 happened because Republican radicals believe Democrats are Satan-worshipping pedophiles who stole their country, and they'd rather die than lose the protection of their leader. Defending truth and democracy and equality for all people against any tyranny, foreign and domestic, is the only thing that unites us and protects our freedoms. That's why Trump is being held accountable for his crimes, along with every congressperson, every official, every officer who conspired or continues to wage a mass deception campaign to overthrow American democracy, especially under the threat of violence. The First Amendment protects our right to express ourselves without fear of arrest. The right to free speech does not include threats of violence, and it certainly does not grant the authority to force media platforms to broadcast single-party hate propaganda that claim only its members are the real America. For the former Republican Party, who call themselves patriots, this is your wake-up call. Your nightmare of a brainwashed, radical, anti-American movement trying to destroy the country was you.
See, few names evoke a time and a place.
Yeah. That's on point. That's on point, man. He's right. You know, many of us don't listen to sane, rational voices in the society because even them, there's conflict. Just like I said, I was listening to this constitutional authority on a gentleman who was a federal judge, supposedly a constitutional authority on the Constitution. And they already said that Trump should not be able to run based on the Constitution. You heard him. You seen him. He's been like, I mean, that's the thing. This, he ain't slick. He's out front. He's overt. This foolishness has been happening in your face. And then yet many people rationalize it and try to figure out, yeah, well, it's not this, it's not that, and it's this and that. No, it is what it is. That's the thing. It is what it is. Yeah. So. Oh, man. So there's some other stuff that I wanted to play for you, too. And somehow things, they just kind of disappear. Brother Aleem Muhammad sent me some good stuff as well. I appreciate that. When people do send some very good information and good presentations that should and can be played. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about captivity, enslavement, slavery still exists. And of course, we all kind of knew that in some form of fashion, you know. And you have small countries, big countries, where it's still an issue and a problem. And even here, oh, no, not on the magnitude that some of those others. Okay, I'll give you that. But I remember reading about a few years ago about this Caucasian who kept his sister enslaved. Just basically cut her off from communications that, you know, sheltered her, imprisoned her. Yeah. Slavery. And in the minds of many people, that is the face of slavery. It is dark. No. But in, as it relates to the Chinese, it is them. Man. The Chinese. And we'll talk about that and even though the Chinese perception, and you know, they have places in China that they built that are abandoned, and yet they have all of these poor people. I told you what their plan is. They want to dump these people in Africa. Millions of people in Africa. So, we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we go off into this discussion. Of course, it's Friday. Anything else you want to talk about, we'll definitely get off into. Yeah. Slavery still exists. Brothers and sisters, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back. You stay with us.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Thank you.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. Yeah, family, hope you have a good weekend as well. I say that and I mean it, but man. weather, dude. In fact, some areas, the young people, schools got closed, so they got a four-day weekend, you know, because Monday's Dr. King's day, so they out of school that day, so they out today, tomorrow, Sunday. Hey, blessings. Wow. Yeah. You know, I understand that the institution of servitude and making someone do something against their will, then make them do it for a long time, like in our case, centuries, and condition them to be happy with that, or at least not to challenge it. But of course we did. We escaped. We did some things because we were not slaves. We were captives. A slave is somebody or something that submits its will to a master. We never submitted. We always resisted. And we will always resist because we're not slaves. But people put into that condition, they have been putting people in that condition for centuries. Sometimes you go to war, and then the victors put those who they have victory over into some kind of servitude. Now, that's the kind of situation that happened on the continent, but not to what the Europeans have done to us. That kind of situation didn't happen. You know, they put you in that kind of condition, but it wasn't for life. And eventually you might even become part of that group, you know. So it wasn't like, you know, that's something that you were worth for. And you might even marry into that group, so. But the captivity that the Europeans particularly put us in, you know, evil. But it's still happening. And the reason why it's still happening, because you have systems of have and have nots. Have and have nots. And of course, the have nots, they find ways to put you in servitude. They find ways to demean yourself. You know. Yeah. I'll send that to you, Brother Ralph. Appreciate you, man. Hope you have a good weekend, Brother Ralph. Yeah, man. Brother Ralph's a good man. Good brother. Appreciate him, man. No doubt. That's why I'm on this platform. It's because of that good man. Where do you think modern day slavery locations are? To me, where that kind of situation would exist is a situation that is economically not good and a lot of impoverishment. You know, slavery is described as an inhuman, archaic practice of the past. But the reality is that it isn't as much as we would like it to be. It's still a dual reality that millions of people are entangled in. In 2016, the Global Slavery Index calculated 45.8 million enslaved individuals in 167 countries. What's worse is that one in four victims are children. I repeat, what's worse is that one in four victims, 25%, are children. And many modern day slavery locations lack laws that directly criminalize and punish ownership or control over another individual according to the anti-slavery and domestic legislation data, their database. Modern slavery can be hard to recognize and detect in many cases. That's because slavery has moved underground in most countries, and the definition of the term has expanded and evolved over the past several decades. So it's simply it. We'll give you the cold, hard facts. Here are five countries where slavery is still a part of everyday life for now. For now, yeah. This is India. India is a democratic country, but India has over a billion people, and parts of India, you know, is really in a bad situation. And it's ironic, because a lot of intelligent people, of course, you, I don't know, I remember when, if you want to call it socialized medicine, y'all pay into it, and they had the hospital on the east side of Milwaukee, had a lot of Indians in that situation, you know. India. This modern-day slavery location is home to the world's most significant number of enslaved people. It is estimated that 18,354,700 individuals are reportedly living in modern slavery, which includes forced child labor, intergenerational bond labor, forced marriage, and commercial sexual exploitation. According to the report from the Free Slaves, impoverished villagers are mainly vulnerable to being enslaved through bonded labor and debt bondage, both of which are illegal. They must work in unsanitary conditions and dangerous conditions to repay a growing debt. And while this country's intelligence agency advised Prime Minister Modi to discredit the report made in 2017 by the International Organizations for Migration, the International Labor Organization and Australian rights group Walk Free Foundation, the United Nations continue to defend its research, according to Reuters. And the labor minister vowed to rescue 18 million bond laborers by 2030. Hope you can. But the bottom line is, because see, India has a class of, you know, in fact, class is what's happening in India. They are the ones that came up with this stratification. You know? They really didn't come up with it. They just put it into law, put it into practice, the divisions, this caste system. And the caste system works on skin color. If you're dark, you're relegated to the low end. And the lighter you are, the more privileged you become. India. Yeah. Okay. What do we have here? What's next for us? I apologize, my computer moves slowly. North Korea. Kim Jong-un. North Korea. This might not come as a shock, but this modern-day slavery location is one of the biggest offenders, according to reports, with 4.3% of the population living in modern slavery. In 2015, the UN investigator estimated that 50,000 North Korean nationals had been sent abroad to work in logging, mining, and the textile and construction industries. sent mainly to Russia, China, and the Middle East. These enslaved individuals generated around $2.3 billion annually to the government. So the government sends workers to other countries, and whatever country that they send them to, that country pays North Korea for sending these workers, and those people are enslaved. They live probably in barracks, and they go out and forced and are forced to do whatever work that they're supposed to do. Meanwhile, they usually work up to 20 hours a day. 20 hours a day under unimaginable conditions and only earn between $120 and $150 monthly. The New York Times reports that the situations are so hopeless in North Korea that laborers often pay bribes to go to Russia. Some just said that shit is so bad in North Korea. I'd rather go to Russia. This just goes to show that slavery is everywhere in our modern world. Even if we don't see it daily, it's quiet, it's hidden, it's insidious. Insidious. North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Mauritania, North Africa. Did you know that Mauritania was the last country in the world to outlaw this evil practice? The event happened in 1981. And it wasn't until 2007, though, that the government, which happened to be facing international pressure, passed a law that would prosecute those captors, the enslavers. Nonetheless, since then, the country has only charged three cases of slavery. And according to reports, 1.6% of the population still lives in bondage, with many children being born directly into slavery. This number seems to be consistently changing, though. The aid group SOS Slavery, which uses a broader definition, estimates that, in fact, 20% of the population was enslaved. Yeah. Libya. You know, Libya under Muammar Gaddafi, and I know there are some people who can't stand Muammar Gaddafi on either side of the issue, and that's understandable, you know. But when you look at what he did for the country, for Libya, the people of Libya loved Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi used the oil wealth to enrich not himself and his sons, as it was stated, and given the reason why they vamped on Libya, and then ultimately to kill Muammar Gaddafi. And that's why I can't stand Barack. And especially Hillary, well, I never liked the Clintons anyway. Just more justification to hate their ass. But they all, Tony Blair, all of them. Because he was now the president of the AU, the African Union. And he wanted to create an economic system for the continent using the gold dinar. Then that means that the Europeans' petrodollars were no longer to be accepted. You would have to use, to get that crude, to get that oil, you would have to use that currency. In fact, some of my callers, Brother Irv, mentioned that some leaders have been killed because they wanted to change their currency. Some evil people, it's an evil world. And so when they killed Muammar Gaddafi, they put Libya in shambles. Still, Africans risked everything to get to Libya or to North Africa to get a boat that would cross the Mediterranean so they could go into European countries. Like the same thing that they, that the Venezuelans, the Nicaraguans, the Colombians, the Mexicans do here. And even some of the Africans who cross over into South America, Central America, to make that trip into the Gulf, into Texas and so forth. So instead of going from the Caribbean into Florida, they go into countries in Central South America to get into the United States. And so what they were doing for some time, and I believe they may still be doing it, some of the Africans, men, they were castrating them. That's right. They were, because it's that, that's a practice that they have done for centuries to Africans, the Arabs. The Arabs would castrate them and then send them to wealthy. And so the Middle East is much more wealthy today than it was hundreds of years ago. But they would send these, quote, eunuchs to different families so they could have someone that is not like them, who is outside of them, to be servants in that image. And then, of course, the same today. I mean, you can go to Qatar and Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, whatever. And, of course, you're eunuchs, so they ain't worried about you messing with women. As recent as 2016, 1.1 of the Libyan populations live in slavery. Even worse, in 2017, the country shocked the entire world when CNN investigated that they exposed actual slave auctions. Auctions. Grainy cell phone footage was released of two young men who were being sold for $400 U.S. Each seemed like something out of the nightmarish movie and sparked global protests and outrage. According to a statement by The Time, many refugees and migrants risking their lives to reach Europe by sea get caught in the modern-day slavery location and are kept in horrific detention centers where they are vulnerable to being raped, beaten, and sold on the slave market. Shortly after CNN's initial report, the country's government announced that they've launched a formal investigation into the issue. Yeah, right. Libya. Yeah. And the last one, at least of this, China. In this modern-day slavery location, an estimated 3,388,400 individuals are victims of modern slavery, according to reports. Forced and child labor is one of the most significant issues in the region, and it's a subject that made headlines in 2007 after officials rescued 450 captives, some of whom were children as young as 12, who had been forced to work up to 20 hours a day with no pay. Many were burned, beaten, and barely given enough food to survive. The trafficking of children and women into forced marriages and trafficking is also massive issues, according to the GSI. Female immigrants who reach out to others for support are especially at risk of being privately sold as brides. In fact, an estimated 30,000 North Korean women were living in China and tolerating various kinds of slavery in 2012, according to the Christian Science Monitor. So, slavery still exists. And I'm quite sure there's more other people. The idea of a world body coming together and trying to correct situations globally and set standards and guidelines and rules and mores and so forth is good. But because some of the people who have done things so heinously in the past, they're not trusted in the present. So now this world that we live in, that's why I keep promoting this idea of Africa doing things independently of everybody else, so we can deal with the issue of captivity for African people and maybe be the model that others would emulate. I don't know. But the bottom line is, we're not going to have it. We're definitely not going to have children like what's happening today, and that's been happening. You've seen movies, Blood Diamonds. You've seen all kinds of stuff, and you've seen the history of that. That's still happening. I just showed you the rubber industry. Children. Out there with machetes. Barefoot with machetes. But all of these things exist, family, and it's a damn shame that there is no statesman. There's no coming together, you know. And to me, there should be. But I know there isn't. A mechanism by which all governments and all people going to live by and adhere to for the benefit of humanity, for the benefit of the young, the unprotected, for the benefit of the old, for the benefit of those who are coming into their age and for gainful employment, for the benefit of women to be mothers. Yeah. As evil as this world is, man. And it's, once again, when you consider of the technology which can bring humanity together, you know, and do some things that would help, seems to, in this day and age, continue to exacerbate the problem. It does. It continues to exacerbate the problem. You know, because they into slavery so much, that's why people today, I would venture to say, you would ask somebody about ancient Kemet, ancient Egypt. I ain't talking about this. That society created was created, and that society was built not on slave labor. There were no slaves. It was built by the people themselves, the men particularly, and the women, especially the heavy work, by the people themselves. There was no slaves. That's why this notion of these Hebrews in Egypt, that didn't happen. The Exodus didn't happen. These stories did not happen. There were no Jews. Man, when you, that program we're going to do on the 3rd of February, man, me and Brother IU is going to be, maybe have to do a two-parter, because it's going to be a lot of, and get my brother to work with me, man, Brother Irv, because I'm going to need that help, you know. So it's going to be a good program, family. You're going to want to listen. Yeah. You know, because a lot of us are afraid to deal with the truth. And just like the European, they can't handle the truth. We can't either. We can't handle the truth. Scary. But we're going to expose. We're going to expose them for who and what they are, what they've done, what they continue to do. And as far as I'm concerned, this whole situation that humanity finds itself in, I look at it like there ain't a damn thing that we as Africans could say because of how we've been degraded and demeaned and belittled. We have to go for what we know. So I ain't asking nobody for permission. I ain't asking for nobody for help. I ain't asking nobody for a damn thing. I just want us to realize our predicament and come together to solve it. I want us to do it. And if we make that kind of move, believe me, family, the world will wake up. The world will be shaken. Give me a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. You're listening to African Perspectives. Hey, what's up? I'm Brother Irv. What's happening?
Hey, Baba Oshi. You already know I'm listening, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Wow, you're right on point today, man. You speaking from the heart, and I can hear it in your voice. That what you're saying, you're not compromising. And when you speak in that tone without raising your voice, without screaming, you know how I usually do. I'm going to say you're not screaming. You're not getting emotional. And that's scary because people tend to believe that when you say something that you really mean, you have to holler and scream, use cuss words. And nah, brother, I understood everything you said for the last hour or so. I've understood everything you said and how powerful it was without you raising your voice.
Yeah.
And it's scary because see, this is how a woo-woo comes to American Africans. They comes to us in a calm way or laughing. You know how they laugh, sure, to laugh cross-dressing, yeah, into your church, you know, Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
Stop playing. So how they laughed us in, they slow walks, mm-hmm, you into this. You didn't just up and do this, but no, brother, you said you need my help, brother. Please, you got that. I'm dying to get on the show and say what I believe. And I don't. And let's make it perfectly clear. I don't agree with everything you say, Baba Oshi.
Sure, you ain't supposed to.
I don't. But
you did the research. But listen, everybody, do your own research. I'm throwing it out there. I'm just throwing it out there. And believe me, I've done it, but I could be wrong. And if and as the saying goes, correct me or rescue me if I'm wrong.
Because come on
I'm
now.
Man enough to say, hey, okay, that's not the deal. But what is? I want to go there with that. Go. So, you know, no.
And it's not a, let's be clear, it's not a competition.
Right.
It's a cooperation. We got to do this collectively. Show me where I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. Bring me some receipts. Let me research it. Let's have the discussion and let's move on. Because the one thing that we do have in common is that we have a core that black people are strong, were strong, and still are strong. Mm-hmm. Black people, we've already won. We've already won by the fact that we're still here. Mm-hmm. If we should be extinguished, all that if we sit here and talk about all the things, oh, these old Rubo done did all this stuff to us. Ain't nothing we can do about that right now. But what we can do is not let it happen again. We can come out that mindset of, I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna create me a job. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna buy my mother a house. I'm not buying my mother a house. I'm buying my mother a business so she can buy as many houses as she wants. Come on now.
That's right.
Stay with me. I'm sending my kid. My boy going to be in the NBA. And that makes him a $6 million slave. Mm-hmm. So, and what is he going to do with the NBA? Is he going to plant a seed so we can start our own NBA? So we can start our own NFL? We don't even think of, I'm Michael Irvin and I got all these records. White folks gave me records. They didn't give you anything. You ran yourself like a damn fool to get them records for these Caucasians. Mm-hmm. And now they hold you up. They're not holding your people up. They're holding you up. And I quote people who make sense to me. Louis Farrakhan said, you can rise no higher than the condition of your people. So stop running around here telling me how many diamonds and gold and jewelry you got. But what your people got? You're running around here in all this foolishness to worry about something that has nothing to do with you. Nothing. Jews have been killing these Palestinians for 50 years. They've been over there for 49 years, supposedly, from what I understand. This ain't just start yesterday at a concert. This has been going. That guy said those people are animals. When you call someone an animal, that's what they said about slaves in this country.
Yeah.
You're savages. Yeah. You're not a person. And where do you think they got it from?
Right.
Who do you think financed the slave ships? Stop. This ain't nothing new. These people didn't just come out and all of a sudden they is real bad people. Now, they've been bad people for a long time doing bad things. And but the brother wrote the book that said Jews are the problem. And, yeah, people are going to be upset with the title. Oh, you can't say it about the Jews because the Jews signed your paycheck. And let's be clear, Baba Oshie, it's not people. It's the system that the people are promoting.
Mm-hmm.
It's the system. All white people ain't bad. White people are living off of your ancestors. They all are living. You can't get no reparations. Why not? There's so many issues that. But you know, we running around here talking about Donald Trump gonna kill everybody. Donald Trump's already dead. He's the walking dead.
Yeah.
He's already dead. His narcissism killed him a long time ago. And he ain't, and it's not Donald Trump. It's the people who support Donald Trump. Are you effing serious? That guy you played today,
yeah.
You got to send that to me. Was right on point with what he was saying.
Yeah,
he was right on point with what he was saying.
That's why I played it. That's why I played it, man. Because when I first heard it, somebody, a couple of people sent it to me. I've seen him before. I can't remember the Caucasian's name. He's had some good commentary, but this was on point because I've been saying this. Not in the way it articulated as this dude was putting it down, but pretty much the same thing about Donald Trump and how foolish and how crazy it is that all of these people are still supporting this man. And then you got people who in the legislature, you got people in the judiciary, you got people in business and so forth, still going along with this fool, going along with this madness, going along with this madness. It's crazy.
And you can't be surprised when you have a congressional black caucus who
a congressional.
Come on now, they don't even they had a vote to ceasefire to bring food food. I didn't say guns. I said food, water to these Palestinians so that you don't starve these people to death. Nobody wants to see a child killed. But they voted no on a ceasefire. Yeah. Kwesi Wufume, my representative, yeah, voted no, Baba Oshi. And I'm saying, how can you do that? What kind of hold do these Jews have on you that you can't do the right thing at the right time? I said, my God, man, you already voted to send F-18s to Israel, but you can't vote to send food and water? They were getting why do they need aid? These people got degrees. They have schools. They have hospitals. What is? They remind me of what they say about my homeland, which is Africa. We're going to put sanctions on Africa if they don't let the homosexuals do it to each other in the booty. I said, well, keep your money. We can grow our own food in Africa.
No doubt.
Why do I mean?
But Judge Good said they're going to prevent you. You can't anything that would disrupt the industries that the West has created to benefit themselves and sell to the rest of the world. They don't want other countries when I'm selling to them to do that. No, you can't do that. Just like the Caucasian Howard Nichols talking about, we must keep Africa poor. Africa must not be able to produce anything, to make anything. You got the raw materials. We'll do the production. You just extract the raw materials. You know, when you look at the chocolate industry, billion-dollar industry, no, I don't want Africa creating and making any chocolate. You got the pods. You got all the stuff. Send it to Belgium. Send it to Switzerland. Send it to all the other places that make. Send it to America and England, Nestle's, you know, Hershey's, Mars, so forth. All these chocolatiers, you know.
And wait a minute, Baba Oshi. And then comes Halloween. And what do these Negroes run out and do? Oh, I got to go buy some candy for Halloween. You don't even know what Halloween is, so I can give it to the children. And so you're fighting against yourself. Because if you look all the way back to the coca bean, you're getting this from Africa, or the Africans are giving up this raw material so that you can have this little Mars piece of candy to give to some kid for a holiday that you don't even understand. And we're slow-walked into this.
Yeah.
You know, we're indoctrinated by our parents who didn't know any better,
right,
by their parents, right, who didn't know any better.
Exactly.
And then the slave who couldn't read.
Yeah.
But
and then you were made you were made to be detached. They didn't want you. They didn't want you to make that connection after I got you off the plantation. After I had you on the plantation a couple hundred years. I don't want you to reconnect. I want you to continue with that ignorant mindset that I've instilled in you. I want you to continue that. So in that way, you'll still basically be my slave.
Because a slave is a child. Mm-hmm. A slave needs somewhere to stay, something to eat, and some food, and they need instruction. That's what slaves weren't made to be men. They were made to be children, yeah, independent. And wait, I'm going to stop after this, Baba Oshi, but in plain sight, These white folks have told you that we're going to disconnect you from slavery. And the illustration was Kunta Kinte getting his foot cut off. Mm. We're going to cut this Africa out of him because your name ain't Kunta. Your name is Toby. It could have been your name is Irvin. Your name is Bob.
Yeah.
But you can't be Kunta, because if you be Kunta, then you're going to ask, well, what does Kunta mean? And then once you start asking what something means, then you start learning your history, and then you become born again. And I ain't talking about a Christian. You become born again. You become a new being because you have history. And in order to have anything, you have to have culture, a home, a land. What does Henry Clark say? You have to have culture, land, and history.
Land, history, and culture.
Come on. To be anything. Yeah.
We are missing history. We are missing land. And we damn sure ain't got no culture, because as soon as some white folks put some eyelashes in a box, our black sisters will go buy them and put them on their face, yeah, and then put their war paint on. And then you brothers ain't no different. You sitting here letting a brother get on television. Well, you let him. You don't own TV. And he's talking like a woman. And you're watching this stupid nonsense. Yeah. Now the man that came on the internet and said he thinks it's offensive for people to use the term openly gay. We're being so walked into some foolishness. You can't say he's openly gay anymore. So what? Huh?
I mean, I don't understand. Why can't you say that
What he's saying is he wants to see. Caucasians want to tell you not only what to think, but what to say. Now, you can't. I'm the first openly gay congressman. Well, you can't say that. You just got to say he's a congressman, because we are normalizing this behavior. We're normalizing the behavior of not being able to multiply. The Caucasian is not coming after you. They're coming after the family. They have to destroy the family unit, because once you destroy the family, it's all done.
Yeah.
It's Baba Oshie, Brother Irritated Genie is right on point with what he's saying.
Yeah.
Straight black pride is something that needs to be embraced by black people. Yeah. And I'm not saying, if you notice, I never used the word hate. I never said I hate anybody.
Right.
But what I'm not going to do is let you slow walk me into some foolishness, mm-hmm, and have me sitting here waving a flag saying, everybody, we all lives matter, everybody good. And here I ain't got no grandchildren, no family gone.
Yeah.
Because two guys ain't making a baby. I don't care how much they rub on each other or whatever they do, but that's their thing.
Yeah.
But it's wrong. And we, that's not our culture.
Well, our culture has always been about family, which is a man,
yes,
and a woman and children. It's all been about,
yes,
family, you know. And so that's what maintained it. That's what kept it so strong. That's what kept it going, is the family. And now that has been disrupted because of this madness. And then now even deeper because of homosexuality, you know, in position of that. So let me get some other callers here.
Yes,
just hold on, brother.
Please.
Okay. Yeah. Jay.
Hey, I have wanted to say something to Irv right quick, but
okay,
he don't hear me.
No, go
listen,
ahead.
I'm
here. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, what's up? This is becoming, in all truthfulness, a sexless society, to whereas there's going to be no identification in regards to men and women. That's what this is heading to. Remember, LGBTQ, Freak Nation, Monkey Men, Twisted Sisters ain't coming to focus, but over the last, I would say, 10 to 15 years. 10 to 15 years, they wasn't really identified, classified, or even recognized. Now they're totally recognized, and there's restrictions on how you even address these characters. So whereby as it moves forward, it's just going to be a gender society. There's going to be no determination
neutral
of one's gender.
Gender neutral.
So whereby it's going to be nothing for a transgender supposed individual competing against a woman in a so-called women event. So, you know, the society is just becoming totally, totally sick. But there was something that you had said earlier, OC and Irv, in regards, you had what you call them that you played in regards to Fredo Trump, by this white guy.
Right.
And he was saying how, because I didn't hear it, he was saying how he doesn't understand how Trump is allowed to do what he's doing.
To a degree, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the reality is this. Think about it. If he doesn't realize or understand how Trump is allowed to do what he's doing, then don't that tell you that those that supposedly oppose him agree with him?
Those who oppose him agree with
Trump?
Yeah,
those that oppose Trump, I believe, they agree with him. They just can't openly say that they agree with him. But I'm pretty sure, unless these white folks who are his cult members or his sycophant fans just don't get it, and I'm partially starting to think that they don't get it, the reality is there's not a man in the United States that is supposed to be the type of threat that Donald Trump is that should not be able to be crushed in American society by the great words of Malcolm said, by any means necessary. So my position at this point now is they agree with him. They agree with him. Because if they didn't agree with him, he'd have been gone by now. And believe me, everything is in place to get rid of him. Because he's not the effing special one. He's not, as the Terminator say, the one. Nah, come on.
No, wait, Jay, I said earlier Trump wasn't the important one. The people who support Trump.
Yeah.
But wait a minute, really quickly, Oshie, before you go to another caller. Jay, anyway, let me ask you this. Can you name me one politician that you voted for that voted against the LGBT anything? They voted against it.
You know, I'm not even going to reply to that because you know the answer.
I'm going to tell you why. Because when people want something done in this country, it's not on television. It's in the room. It's in the back room. Yeah. They don't. Trump's on TV. Donald Trump's not the one that's important. It's just like when the guy was running Caesar's Pizza, the black guy that died following Donald Trump.
Oh, right,
he was
right.
A front man.
He was running Godfather's Pizza. He was running
Godfather.
Yeah. Godfather.
Yeah.
I think he was the damn fool. We followed him to his grave. But the point I'm making is what you see on TV or what you see out front is not what's going on, because all these politics, just like the ones that voted for, to keep sending F-18s over to Israel or this money every year to Israel, you never see them on TV saying, you know, I sent money to Israel. No. Or the ones that's sending sanctions over to Africa that's killing our people. Mm-hmm. You don't see them on TV because all these guys are pieces of, I don't want to say the word, but you know what they are. Because
honey
of what
ice
they
tea. See.
Yes,
sugar,
sir.
Honey, ice tea, Irv, yes. If you want to clean it up. But no, Irv, you absolutely right. When this whole Palestine-Israel thing jumped off, who is the first one to jump out and make a declaration of their support to Israel? That piece of sugar, honey, ice tea, Hakeem Jeffries. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, he had to.
He's the leader of the Congressional
Black Caucus, which of course gets a lot of money from that lobby. You know,
and
all the other Negroes. In fact, some of the people coming in, they just got elected. And the first damn thing out their mouth is, "I have unconditional support for Israel."
They got a monkey man in New York, Richie Torres. Oh man, he's ridiculous, man. I mean, people are upset in New York, but as always, they're not going to do anything. But the reality is this: if you don't control the purse strings of your politician, then you really don't have no say so in what he's doing and what they are doing. Now, there's this thing, I don't know if you heard of it, OC, or Irv, if you heard of it. I think the name of it is Project 21 or 25, something like that. I gotta get the name of it. But it's supposed to be, if the Republicans get back in office, they're going to use this to cause all types of havoc within society. Now, the reality is that with the theater of absurd that's going on in regards to politics right now, you got a psychopath, a narcissist nut job, and an old warmongering racist fogey going against each other. So it's now going to pit white folks who want to supposedly retain whiteness against individuals who supposedly want to continue to have democracy. And the bottom line is, when it's all said and done, I don't know if it's been determined yet on which way it moves forward.
Well, we'll see. Let me catch you.
Where are black people going to be at in this equation? And that's the thing that concerns me about it all.
Yeah, well, me too.
If Trump gets back in office, where are black people going to be at? If Biden gets back in office, where are black people going to be at? And nobody, and let's be real, nobody in so-called black leadership has defined if those things happen and come into play, how we as a people move forward.
Right. Okay.
The only thing black leadership talks about is you got a back by.
Right, you got to vote.
And the question becomes, what you get in return for your backing?
Not
of
a damn thing. Let me catch Brother Marcus. Brother Marcus, good afternoon.
Brother Marcus. Yes, indeed, good brothers. Yes, indeed. You know, in reference to Jay's question, where we're going to be at, we're going to be where we always been at the bottom.
At the bottom.
Okay? You're going to get trampled, because when the elephants fight, the grass get trampled. Because people, they're going to fight. But, you know, I ain't worried, you know, because this society is on its way out, okay? No matter which way you take it. It's on its way out, because it's families, community, nation, okay? And white folks' families getting destroyed too, you know. It ain't us, just a lot of white folks are still appearing. So this thing is on its way out. You know, I'm a student of history. I look and see what happened to Rome, and this is going the same way Rome went.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Well, you're gonna, hey Marcus, you're gonna mess around, and this is what I don't think a lot of people don't realize. Over there in the so-called Middle East, somebody gonna drop a bomb, and when the bomb drops, the question is, what will be the retaliation? Because believe me, those that are in power in Israel, them sick Zionists, they don't care nothing about humanity. They don't care nothing about the afterlife. Or they may want to go to the afterlife because they may think it's better. And we know the mentality of some of those Islamic individuals. So the thing is, keep on letting these bombs drop and keep on letting Israel do what they doing to the Palestinians. And I'll leave you with this. Think about this. When this world court so-called trial is over between South Africa and Israel, and the verdict comes out that there should be an immediate ceasefire, and there isn't an immediate ceasefire with this situation, all those other countries surrounding Israel, I believe, are going to get involved in this.
They're going to vamp on them.
If you're not respecting NATO in the decisions of the World Court and supposedly NATO and all of that other nonsense, then we got to do what we got to do.
Let me catch this caller. Brother Kevin, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Real quick, because I know you're short on time. What Jay was referring to was Project 2025. They talked about
a year date, 2025, okay.
Project 2025.
Okay, just give me a little synopsis of it. Just give me a little. Just give me a little piece of it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I hadn't done any research on it yet. You know, I know he mentioned that, and that's what the document is.
Okay. Well,
the second thing I'd like to say, real. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Folks. No, you go ahead, real quick.
The other option is that I think that we talk about a lot of the things that we face and what we're not doing. I think we should also give ourselves credit for some of the things that we have done to show that, you know, we have made progress.
Okay.
And we have made progress. There's been one step forward and one backwards. Every time we make progress, then like the compromise of 1877 and so on and so forth and civil rights movement, it's always met with a counter move.
Right,
so
right.
Again, we're in war, but we need to also give ourselves credit, because a lot of times people will look at that as well. They get so discouraged that they think that there's no way that we're going to ever get out of this.
Right.
And they thought the same thing about slavery.
Right.
But eventually,
exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we have to start focusing more on some of the things that we are doing right. So I won't get out of here and
all
thank
right,
you again
brother,
for your great program.
All
thank
right,
you,
brother.
My brother.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you all, brothers. It's that time. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind, but not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell, damn it, don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful weekend. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Asante Sana means thank you. BB48 means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. You have a blessed and wonderful day. Have a good, safe weekend, family. Peace.